This section is designed for doctors, dentists, and surgeons, as there are some important keynotes that you need to be aware of when it comes to improving your new patient conversion rates. We recognize that in most cases, you might not be personally handling the sales process. It is a task you've assigned to someone else, or that you may not have even read this guide and you simply handed it to someone else in the practice who you thought this task was more relevant to. Either way, you still need to be responsible for this sales process and aware of how your role in it will help define a lot of its success. A practice manager or patient coordinator should be the one who screens prospects to see if they are the right fit for your services or products before they come in and see you. They should do about 70% of the sales job, and the rest of the conversion is your part during that initial patient consultation. By having that pre-screening, that will save you a lot of time from talking to candidates that aren't right for you. And you'll be able to convert more prospects into patients by approaching it this way. Even if you are not taking the new inquiry phone calls or handling the follow-ups, you should still learn how to master the metaverbal communications and how to address the objections that we mentioned earlier in this guide. 30% of the sales job will come during that initial patient consultation that you have with the prospect. And these signals that you are sending and how you handle the conversation will play a vital role in your success converting them. More importantly, you need to build a strong belief in yourself and your clinic that you are the best solution for any patient. You've got to believe that you are the best one out there to help potential prospects, as this will help build a strong confidence in your prospects about you when you are communicating with them. If you don't really believe it, nobody will either, and that will be reflected in your conversation with the prospective patient. When they meet with you for that initial consultation, which could be their final touch point with you before they decide to go ahead with a procedure, you'll need to strengthen and continue to communicate the value and benefits of your products and services, answer any technical questions that they may have, show relevant before and after examples, and case studies that you have done. Based on our discussions with other doctors, also discussing the risks associated with any procedure is also an effective way to build trust with a prospect. You may get asked the pricing question during a consultation. It is best that all money and payment questions are handled by the practice manager or patient coordinator before the consultation for standard pricing, or after the consultation if the patient needs a custom solution for their case. Your job is to give medical advice, not financial advice. This is a fine line that should not be crossed, as it will impact on the trust and confidence that you are trying to build with the prospect. Your job is to convince them that you are the best option for delivering the results that a prospective patient wants. The use of great listening skills and powerful pauses are critical in the success of that initial patient consultation session. You will also need to learn and use effective closing methods to get the patient committed and ready to book in for a procedure. The end goal of every initial consultation is to get a big fat, "Yes, I am ready" from the prospect. And if you aren't confident that you can do that, following the strategies in this guide will be very helpful.